success and his high manner aren't ornamental. Or rather, it's the soul of Baroque style that ornamentation isn't an extra or a superfluity. It's of the essence. The complication, the intricate effort, the sheer excess of expression, these are the story, reassuring us that we'll never get to the bottom of anything. There is no underlying plain truth which style decorates. Without its frame, the glass in the mirror isn't a picture. It isn't anything.
The essay was presented by Tessa Hadley and produced in Bristol by Tim Dee. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and here's Lopa Kotari with World on 3.
Thanks very much, James. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had just about enough of the icy winds, cloudy skies and big coats. We're changing our clocks this weekend, so spring will be here officially. So I'm going to help it along on tonight's programme with warm and sunny music. And what better voice to start with than Electric Dread himself, Winston McAnuff. Welcome to his Garden of Love. Ah, Winston McAnuff, and a track from a new project of his with François-Xavier Bossard, a.k.a. Fixie, the accordion player with French rap group Java, a musician Winston's been working with for a while. Garden of Love is from a four-track EP out on Chapter 2 Records, and in it, Winston plays around with maloya, one of the music genres of La Réunion in the Indian Ocean. The whole album should be ready by September. I'm Lapa Kotari, and as I said, tonight it's spring on three. I've got some green shoots of music, hot summer raves, and Meklit Hadero in session, an Ethiopian singer now living in San Francisco, to bring warmth and sunshine to the studio. So let's crack on. This is Professor Wu Assa, African Grooves, from Lausanne in Switzerland, a city on the shores of Lake Geneva, a city that hosted the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. Not really where you'd expect to find about eight musicians mixing it up to play Ethio jazz, funk and Afrobeat. But here they are with the opening track from their album Dangerous Coco called simply Intro.
Não maltrate o que sou, aceite o que sou, não mude o que sou, não maltrate o que sou.
Não.
Quem bate não lembra quem bateu, não tá a fim de lembrar, não pega. matar. Não pergunta se doeu, diz que o amor não vai matar. Quem bate não lembra quem bateu. Você me largou, me deixou, não quer fazer amor. Fala-me, da onde? Conta-me. E quem sou eu pra discutir? Quem sou eu pra duvidar? Foi você que me largou, me deixou pra lá. Fala-me, fala da onde? Conta-me. Levo contigo toda a minha dor. Você me largou, me deixou, me falou, não quis mais fazer amor. Fala-me, fala da onde? Conta-me, deixa tudo. E bate na porta do céu pra quê? Pra chorar e pra depois vir com seu blá, 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 blá. Não maltrate o que sou, aceite o que sou. Não mude o que sou, não maltrate o que sou.
A voice that reminds me a bit of Cape Verde's Mayra Andrada. Flavia Coelho is her name, and her blend of samba with reggae, catchily tagged as Bossa Muffin, is also the name of her debut album. She's from Rio, but currently lives in Paris, and the album is refreshingly acoustic and lighthearted. It came out on Discograph at the end of last year. And if you haven't listened to it yet, it might be just the thing to shake the winter frost off your earmuffs. Well, so far, we've been to Jamaica, dipping our toes into the Indian Ocean. Then we headed off to Nigeria on the banks of Lake Geneva. And lastly, we travelled down the Seine in Paris for some urban Brazil. This next tune is a mix of Côte d'Ivoire and Belgium. Manu Gallo is a bass player and singer. She's toured all over Africa and Europe. She was with Zap Mama for about 6 years. And a few years ago, she struck out on her own. Lolin was her third solo album, and on it she's joined by the Zap Mama crew, but also several other female artists from Belgium's music scene. This is Flûte Ivoire with fellow Belgian Lenny Norgaard Christensen on lead vocals.
Lointaine profondeur, elle inspire la terreur. froideur, peur, l'horreur de la famine, l'horreur de la guerre. Et pourtant, après le désespoir, l'espoir. Espoir, car loin, plus loin, lumière, vie, envie, innocence.
How did I get trapped in the streets of Babylon? I thought here the earth was green. as the troublemaker.
Meu passaporte é minha sorte.
That's the right.
Mas ele não está conforme. Os homens diz você não pode.
No.
Viajar sem passaporte.
Can't do that.
Mas eu vou com a minha sorte. De leste a oeste, sul a norte. Que quem não pode se sacode. De sol a sol até a morte.
La Janela, The Curtain, from French-Brazilian trio Forró de Rebeca, an urban folk project that started in Lyon about 5 years ago. They were joined on that track by fellow citizen of Lyon, Sergeant, from electro-dub group Le Peuple de l'Herbe. Nahoda is their second album, and it's out on Athos Records. Before we hear from my guest in session tonight, Meklit Tadero, just a couple more tunes for you. These guys really need no intro, and the song... Well, it's Amikita Bai from their seminal album, Made in Dhaka. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Thank you. se arreinou, gostoso para mim anou. Arrei se arreinou, gostoso para mim anou.
Piece of sunshine and all-round goodness. That was Estudia Mentina Desta Cemento Chuquisaca and a song called Ahaisi Ahaino. And you can hear more of that delicious stuff from Sucre, the official capital of Equatorial Guinea, on World Roots this Sunday with Lucy Duran. I said Equatorial Guinea. I didn't, in fact, mean Bolivia. And that's going to be on World Roots this Sunday with Lucy Duran. And before that was, of course, Orchestra Baobab and Ami Kitabai from their album Made in Dhaka. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. If you've just joined us, a very warm welcome. You're just in time to hear from my guest tonight, social and cultural activist and songstress Meklit Hadero. She's from Ethiopia, lives in San Francisco, and reminds me somewhat of Tracy Chapman, not only in her style of singing and writing, but also in her spirit. Here she is with a song called Slow.
1, 2, 3, 4. The way that people stitch themselves together have been slow, slow, oh slow. The way that people stitch themselves together have been slow, slow, oh slow. So give me all the clocks in your house.
We can throw them, throw them.
Well, give me all the clocks in your house.
We can throw them, throw them. take the second hand. Break the magnetism, bring them all together, bury them all together. Take the ticking sound, ride a counter-rhythm. Have the batteries, watch the world go backwards. So give me all the clocks in your house. We can throw them, we can watch them tumbling now in slow motion. And the order that we wrote down has been a broken. And the logic of love's underground has this moment. Take the second hand, break the magnetism, bring them all together, bury them all together. Take the ticking sound, write a counter-rhythm, have the batteries, watch the world go backwards. So give of love's underground has his moment. The way that people stitch themselves together happens slow.
The beautiful voice of Meklit Hedero, whose voice has been described as part sunshine and part cloudy day, which I think is a wonderful description. She's joined here in the studio by Darren Johnston on trumpet, Mark Mondesir on drums, and Neville Malcolm on double bass. Meklit, a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
That song is called Slow, but there didn't seem to be much slow about it.
Well, you know, sometimes the sentiments take off when there's a little energy behind them.
And throwing the clocks into the ocean, what's it about? Is it about taking control of time? Or?
Well, it's the way that things never take the time you think they will. And so rather than looking at the table that you've sketched out for yourself, it's better to just throw the clocks off the cliff and let it happen as it will.
And that's pretty much where your life has been. I mean, you were born in Ethiopia, and pretty soon you hot-footed it with your parents. They took you to where? Germany, was it?
Germany first. Briefly, we were there not for very long, and then to the States, where I grew up. I grew up in Brooklyn.
But you now live in San Francisco.
Yes. Almost 9 years in San Francisco.
So how strong is the Ethiopian in you?
You know, I think of myself as very Ethiopian and bringing in a lot of Ethiopian influences into my music, but just in ways that aren't so direct. Even if I'm not singing in an Ethiopian scale, I'm singing with textures and approaches towards phrasing and vibrato that come very much from Ethiopian music. So in one way, it's deeply Ethiopian, and in another way, it's deeply American, and that's who I am.
And was music something that was you from a very early age?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I knew all the words to Thriller at age 4. I mean, they were all
Didn't
the wrong
we all?
Words. Yeah. You know, kids, they never get the words right, but they think, anyway, it was sort of like that. And, you know, I grew up listening to my parents' scratchy Ethiopian cassettes in the car and then coming home and playing Michael Jackson on the record player over and over again. And I always wanted to be a singer, but you know, it took moving to San Francisco before I really knew how I could make that happen.
Is it a profession, or is it even something that your parents see as a profession?
Yeah, you know, in the world of immigrants, it's, you know, nothing that they expected or really knew how to encourage me in or be involved in. You know, you when you come to a place for an economic opportunity, the logical step is to go into a profession that has economic guarantees. And certainly being an artist of any kind is there are no guarantees. It's high, you know, there's a lot of risk and you are always putting yourself out there, just constantly putting yourself out there. So in the beginning, they were like, really? Really? Yeah. You are going to do that?
Yeah, sure, a hobby. You can do it as a hobby, but really a proper career is something.
But, you know, they've become my biggest champions. And, you know, we played at the South Bank last week and I had many cousins there and my great aunt and, you know, my grandparents come to my shows in Ethiopia. It's very, my whole family has become enormously supportive and that's been a great joy for me.
So when was it that you really turned your focus to music?
Well, there's a couple of answers to that question, but I know the day when I knew I could really do it, which was, it was April of 2007, so not even that long ago, and I was playing a show at the Red Poppy Art House in San Francisco, which I was the co-director at the time, and it's a tiny space, 650 square feet, which I don't really know what that is in meters, but
small, tiny,
and I played a show there, and it was only maybe the third solo show that I had ever done. And there was a line around the block, and it wasn't all my friends coming to see me. I was like, who are these people, and how do they know about this show, and why are they here? And I was like, oh, I can actually do this. And that was a turning point. 2007 was a big turning point for me.
So this next song that you're going to sing, which is called Waiting for Earthquakes, is that, that has to be San Francisco sort of inspired?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is and it isn't. It's like we live on top of metaphors, you know, and so of course San Francisco is an earthquake zone and we build our lives on something that can fall apart any moment, but all of life is actually like that and there are no guarantees, but yet we build anyway and we keep building, and this is a beautiful circularity about humanity, and this is what the song is about.
Thanks, Miklit.
Thank you.
Rocks of broken ground reveal the fissure spread, the sound I feel. Don't look now, don't play the show. It's over love, just let it go. Oh, 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 oh. A Lambo cough fell in to see who once predicted now. The fire and the beat.
volcanoes kiss. I was waiting for the earthquake, waiting for the earthquake, waiting, 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 waiting. Well, I was waiting for the earthquake, waiting for the earthquake, waiting, 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 and who are you in all of this? You're sailing on the ocean. Well, I was in the middle of the fire, oh, the fire, oh, the fire and the bleed. No, oh, oh, that volcano's kiss. I was waiting for the earthquake, waiting, I was waiting for the earthquake, oh, 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 oh. There's no such thing as the end of the world, but that don't mean we're not waiting.
Waiting for earthquakes, a reality of living in San Francisco, but also a metaphor for rebuilding, redefining the veritable circularity of life and the world. Maclete Hadera and her group are going to be back for more chat and tunes in about half an hour's time. I was in Marseille last weekend for a bit of a world music industry gathering called Babel Med. Lots of networking, feverish marketing and handing out of promos. And late into the night, loads of music, accompanied by that awful feeling that you might be at the wrong stage. But in this case, I was right where the magic was happening. Black Bazaar is a group that came to life from a novel of the same name, written by Alain Mabankou. It's a snapshot of life in France as an African immigrant from Congo. Mabankou's plan was to follow the book with a band and the band with a film, and it all seems to be going to plan. The band has brought out their debut album on Loose Africa, called simply Black Bazaar. And at Babel Med, they were joined on stage for a couple of songs by with Cuban singer Nuiver. So I thought I'd play that same song from the album. It's called Kinshasa Havana, a marriage of Congolese rumba and Cuban son. Definitely sunshine music.
Todos a la que confidan plana. na paradis tutu zalanga nelongo toko sala ba miracle bona ba muhe tobe ngana desetsu bolingo ye mara ye mara ye ye murantila mpoe
na paradis je t'aime.
Longa nyanya mbiewe eme yaka Nenga ngona rangwe yaka Ingandi fongwe ne birenga lengwe yaka ahangwe ahangwe
yaka 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 engwe yaka 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 engwe yaka 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 engwe
Bele mia miengwe, yaka meme yaka Bele mia wengwe, yaka teme yaka Il suffit d'aimer, de vous aimer
Music you just want to sway your hips to. All you can do is love a Yaka Emé from Gabon's musician par excellence, Pierre Akandenge. A prolific artist, he brought out his first album in 1974, and now in 2013, nearly 40 years on, he's released his 20th, Destiny, and it's out on Loose Africa. I've got two flavours of the East for you next. Besodrom, Ride the Road or Go Your Own Way, are a Hungarian band who bring their own brand of frantic Balkan punk jazz to the table. And Dubioza Collective, a Bosnian dub rock reggae band. They were another of the groups I saw in Marseille last weekend, dressed like bumblebees in yellow and black with seriously odd hairdos, shaved heads and thin plaits like rat's tails. Their music was surprisingly engaging, entertaining and clever, and by no means as scary as their look. From their album Wild Wild East, this is USA. Get ready to step out a la madness.
I'm from Bosnia, take me to America. I really want to see Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait, take me to United States. Take me to Golden Gate, I will assimilate. Courtyard. I wish to leave this nightmare, go to the promised land. Please take me to your leader, I want my green card. I want to fly over like a rocket from the Balkans.
I want to start all over and turn a new page. Forget this dreadful story, escape the stone age. Waiting for a chance to get out of the cage. I feel like a slave on a minimum wage.
I'm from Bosnia, take me to America. Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait. Take me to United States. Take me to Golden Gate. I will assimilate.
One day when you reach the end, one day you will understand. One day back to roots, my friend. No place like a motherland. Now we pushed in a ghetto like a sheep in a herd. All the promises I heard became empty words, completely disconnected from the rest of the world.
But grass is never greener in neighbor's courtyard. I want to start all over, return to no man's land. Send greetings to your leader, don't want your green card. I want to fly back like a rocket to the Balkans.
I'm from Bosnia, take me to America. I really want to see Statue of Liberty. I can no longer wait. Take me to United States. Take me to Golden Gate. I will assimilate. One day when you reach the end, one day you will understand. One day back to roots, my friend. No place like a motherland.
még odradásnak, szabad szeretnő van, mint másnak.
The title track from Besodrom's album Kertunkalat, out on Hungarian label Narrator Records. A group that's been described as futuristic Balkan wedding band, but are probably more like dance floor bedlam. Okay, so let's bring it down a level or two and to one of Senegal's lost wonders of the music world. The Dakar-based label Taranga Beat, started by Adamantios Kafetis, a Greek DJ who absolutely loves Senegalese music and a man who's made it his mission to bring some of the country's lost treasures back to life, has brought another gem back from obscurity. Diouf Diol et De Thiez and their album Aoussa Yone Volume 1. This was a group led by Pape Seck, a man who himself was part of the fabric of Senegal back in the 60s. The album was recorded 32 years ago, and it's quite unbelievable that it was never released as an album. Well, better late than never. This is Ndigeli, electric, psychedelic and searing vocals, and hopefully we'll be able to play it in all its 10-minute glory.
Yeah, you. Thank you.
It all began with a burst from Japanese-American beatboxer Kei Ishibashi, who goes by the name of Kishibashi. He's a violinist and a loop technician, meaning he plays it all himself, and with the aid of pedals and loop machines and clever timing, he can create an orchestra of sound. He's toured with Regina Spektor, amongst others, and he's now about to release his debut solo album. It's called 151A. Which is a Japanese term, meaning once in a lifetime. He's going to be playing in London, Manchester and Stockton this May, and by all accounts, he puts on a pretty good show. And so back to my guest, Miklit Hadero. You might have heard her on World Roots the other week when Simon Broughton visited Aswan in Egypt for the Nile Project, one of the cultural initiatives set up by Miklit. In fact, this next song she's going to sing is one that she wrote during that trip while sitting on the banks of that mighty river. It's called The A-Train.
1, 2, 3, 4... Meet me on the A-Train, and we'll roll down to Brooklyn. Walk down Fifth Avenue, where the Puerto Rican shops used to be. Meet me on the A-Train, and we'll rock to the Rockaways. I tell Stu on the avenue, the waves follow all the way, all the way, all the way, and it's all so simple, then it all goes mad. All the answers that you're seeking can be found somewhere. Check out a West African trade show. Meet me on the A train. It's an artery and a vein. The city's body don't complain. Tomorrow it starts all again, all again, all again. And it's all so simple. Then it all goes mad. That you're seeking can be found somewhere on the line, on the hate way.
The A-Train from Eklit Hadero, and some soulful trumpeting there from Darren Johnston. Absolutely beautiful, another glorious song.
Thank you.
Jazz influenced, perhaps, Eklit?
Oh, yes, yes. jazz is you know, having grown up in Brooklyn, I grew up with that, being surrounded by that music. Actually, jazz and early hip-hop in the 80s in Brooklyn, and listened to that music very much and inspired by it.
But you were telling me that song was something you wrote when you actually arrived in Ethiopia, or sitting on the banks of the River Nile.
Yes. You know, songs are little mysteries, and they jump up at you in the most unexpected ways. And yeah, I got to the Nile in January. Actually, we were in Aswan in southern Egypt. And 2 days later, I wrote that song.
Tell me, when was the first time you went back to Ethiopia?
It was in 2001, and it was a trip just me and my mother. And that was the first time. And I've been 8 times in the last 10 years. So it's become a very regular part of my life.
I mean, that's quite a long time into you being who you are and becoming an adult and establishing, you know, mm-hmm. yourself, mm-hmm. And then to go back to the place of your birth. What was it like? What did it feel like? Did you relate to being Ethiopian?
Well, I always related to being Ethiopian because that's what my household was. But yeah, when we went, it was an enormous experience. And, you know, we had left as refugees in the early 80s, and we couldn't go back until the government changed. So, you know, there was reasons why we didn't go until much later. But when I went, first of all, I remember having a completely different understanding of family, because we grew up with my nuclear family, you know, just my sisters and my dad and my mom. And then seeing the extent of what our family was, it was a revelation to know the sort of thread of love that existed. And getting to know them was the biggest and most beautiful part of going back to Ethiopia for the first time, and has been a beautiful part of continuing to go back there.
And is that what the Nile Project has sort of sprung out from?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the project.
So the Nile Project is an initiative that I co-founded with a very dear friend of mine, Mina Girgis, who's an Egyptian ethnomusicologist and musician himself. And it sprung out of conversations that we had about how we don't have access to each other's music on the continent of Africa. You know, when we're in diaspora, when we're in London or San Francisco or New York, African diaspora are our neighbors. They're people that we see every day. And that allows us a kind of exchange to happen. And also the world music industry or world brings music from all across Africa to London and New York. But there aren't those same channels of access on the continent. So what we realized is we share so much, including the longest river in the world, the Nile, and yet we don't know each other. And so we initially started the project as a way to bring the music of the neighbors to the neighborhood. And so we bring together musicians from all 11 Nile Basin countries and create music together. We'll be touring down the river in Source Lakes and looking at how can us knowing each other better on the continent allow all kinds of things to happen, including healthier dialogues about not just water, but about all it is that we share and how can we learn about what's going on and create those channels for access and connection on the continent.
So tell me about this final song you're going to sing for us. Kamakam.
So Kamakam is a folk song from Ethiopia. And I used to go visit this traditional poet who lived in Sonoma wine country, which is just about an hour and a half outside of San Francisco. And he would teach me songs and, you know, he would lend me his krars and things like this. And he played this song for me and said, well, you know, you can loosely translate this song as I like your afro. And I thought, oh, must sing this song. So we rearranged it and we do it totally differently than the traditional way. But yeah, it's a song that has it has pretty amazing lyrics as well. It's like, you live on top of the hill and I live on the bottom of the hill. Why don't you roll down and say hello? You know, it's really super cute. But yeah, kind of come.
Wonderful. Well, I like your afro.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Shugia, shugia, come, I come. Come, I come, I come, shugia. Come, I come, hold on, nagger, dude. Come, I come, I tow, antum, be. Why, la, la, ya, good edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Why, la, la, ya, good edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Come, I come. Come, you need it, cool, cool, it. Come back and call it a belly give. Come back, I'm licking dick a little. Why, la, la, you're the edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Why, la, la, you're the edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Come back, come on, hot, you come in G. Come back, I'm sure look, y'all are no. Come back, come on, you want another. Come back, come, could live, yeah, but a little. Why, la, la, y'all good edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Why, la, la, y'all good edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Come back, come, come back, come, come back, come back, come, come back, come, go for it. Come back, come, hold on, nagger, DJ. Come back, come, a tower, and to me. Why, la, la, ya, good edge. Why, la, la, you won't say it. Why, la, la, ya, good edge. Why, la, la, you won't say, I won't say. Thank you.
kama kam shugiye kama kam horon nagar dilje kama kama thau antmiye la la ya gure elish la la you on zeile la la ya gure elish la la you on zeile wogne a ple go
Ethiopia hits the bay. San Francisco's Meklit Hadero busy making music and making it her business to inspire and to educate. Next week, I'm going to be joined by three Brits, three Peruvians, a Frenchman and a Colombian who go by the name of Los Chinches. Their music is furiously fast and at times it sounds as if it's about to run away from them. Perhaps that's why people have said that they are the guarantors of a good night out. So make your night out a night in next Friday and join me on World on Three if you can. Up next, I've got a Celtic trio for you from a compilation put together by a development body for the arts called Creative Scotland. Out of the 18 tracks on the album, presenting their choice of Scotland's finest Gaelic artists, I picked three. And interestingly, they've all turned out to have ties to the Isle of Skye. First is some Celtic club trance music from Sketch, then a techno house take on a traditional song called Luai, which is a song that women use to sing while beating newly woven tweed to make it soft, a process called walking. And finally, you're going to hear Maeve McKinnon, the vocalist in that first band Sketch, taking a solo turn with some Celtic indie folk. So let's kick off with the electro dance floor groove of Sketch and the title track from their album, Shed Life.
What is, in this school now, the state of Gaelic? You're teaching Gaelic to the seniors,
and yes, there are two of the teachers who teach Gaelic. It's an uphill struggle, I'm afraid. There are only about, I would say, four native Gaelic speakers.
Thank you.
Fitting fit the full of mud and fitting fit the fall of mud and noon and begin to mud and made a much glacier and tiny the mud and the third day. See how in the morning the morn fed over and then take him's hobble and jam and they and born and like thinking of my yell in the morning and morn fed over and then.
같은 도릇은 도그라게게 흐리에
신나는 모아는 모아 내려와는 땡에 탈라한 죄는 땡에 모아는 맥피니가 모아는 모아는 모아 내려와는 땡에 한죄하는 땡에 모아는 맥피니가 모아
가둘신 다투는 쇼 가둘신 다투는 쇼 가둘신 다투는 쇼 비듬어 그리시린 탈인 내 말행 내 뜨리게 신나는 모아는
모아 내려와는 땡에 탈라한 죄는 땡에 모아는 맥피니가 모아 야는 모아는 모아
Fiona Gula, a traditional Gaelic song sung by one of Scotland's leading young folk musicians, Maeve MacKinnon. In fact, I think that if a Bollywood movie were to be filmed on the Isle of Skye, it would be just the sort of song for one of the film's unplugged moments as the hero arrives at the local village and is welcomed by happy and smiling local maidens. It would, of course, have to be about three times longer to accommodate a dance sequence. Now, something that you might think is a bit short is an album from Guinean kora player Sekou Kouyaté and Brit-based New York rapper and musician Joe Driscoll. It's only 32 minutes long, but of the nine tracks, nearly every one of them hits the mark. No wonder, then, that it's been nominated for the Songlines Award for Cross-Cultural Collaboration. This is the title track, Fire. Driving bass line, some super cool electric kora playing, and both voices perfectly layered. Finnish Egyptian soul from Sara Saeed, and a track she's done on Andrea Benini's album Isle of Magic, due out on Agogo Records next week. Benini's music project is called Mop Mop, a mix of jazz, afro and funk, and as you heard there, it's also pretty soulful. And that brings me to the last song for tonight. I'm Lopa Kotari. Thanks for joining me. Next week, my guests in session will be Los Chinches with their personal blend of psychedelic Peruvian grooves. Enjoy the bank holiday weekend. Don't eat too many Easter eggs. And remember to change your clocks for Sunday. I leave you with another song from Winston McNuff. What Dem Say? Spring is on its way for sure, I hope. Good night.
Them say, not go so. Half the story's never been told. What them say, not go so. Life is worth much more than gold. On the great redemption morning, when all the saints are rising, see the wicked crying for his soul. This man and that man shall say they are the right man. Righteous man will establish himself. Oh yeah, now babe. What them say? Not knock us off. Half the story's never been told. Oh yeah, now babe. What them say? Not enough us off. Life is worth much more than gold. On the great redemption morning, when all the saints are rising, see the wicked crying for his soul. The right man, the righteous man, will establish himself. Oh Lord, desires may be amply fulfilled, and let our wishes be satisfied. Even this day, for the sake of thy great, mighty, and praiseworthy name. Amen. Sila. Abracadabra. Elohim. Ananja.
Uno putno check. Uno vino va. Lick and span. Glorious things are said of me. Oh, Mount Zion. Jah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Live up. Let it be. Let it be. Continually.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. I hope you'll stay with me at least for the next couple of hours. If you do, you should enjoy the first of Brahms's violin sonatas and one of the last of Haydn's symphonies, both coming up later. For the first hour, though, we're in Germany for seven Passion Cantatas by Buxtehude. They form a set which he called the Membra Jesu Nostri, literally the limbs of our Lord, based on a medieval hymn cycle contemplating the body of the crucified Christ, each cantata taking a different part of the body, from the feet in the first one and moving up finally to the face of Christ. Soloists here include soprano Barbara Schlick, alto Michael Chance and tenor Christoph Prégardien. Ton Koopman conducts the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Hanover Boys Choir.